welcome back to the Eastern Echo Podcast. This semester's first print editions of the Echo are available today. These are special Decade in Review issues, so be sure to pick one up on your way to classes. On today's episode, we'll be discussing a robbery that happened just south of campus, EMU's annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration, as well as updates on the gymnastics and basketball teams. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and you're listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast. On January 7th, on Washtenaw Avenue and Cornell Road, a robbery was reported to the Ypsilanti Police Department. The victim told police that the suspect hit them over the head with a foreign object and took their cash. EMU students received an email from the EMU Police Department about this incident on January 8th. The victim described the perpetrator as an African-American male. This case is still an ongoing investigation. If you have any information concerning this robbery, please contact the Ypsi Police Department at 734-483-9510. Here are some exciting events happening on campus this week. Today is the second session of the Professional Development Series with April Kalkowski. The topic is focusing on answering the question, is grad school right for me? This meeting will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Honors College Reception Hall. The Professional Development Series is LBC eligible, but students have to attend all four sessions to receive credit. For more information, you can contact Brianna McCoy at emuhonors@emich.edu. The registration page is now closed, but if you are interested in participating in the Professional Development Series, you can email asayer@emich.edu. On Tuesday, January 14th, Ypsi Pride is hosting its fundraiser, Queerioki, from 8 to 11 p.m. at 734 Brewing Company on Cross Street. This is an opportunity for people to dress up and have fun singing their favorite songs, while also showing support for the LGBTQ+ community. The event is free to the public. Don't worry if you can't make it. This is a recurring event. You can find the upcoming dates on our website. On Wednesday in the Student Center Ballroom from 7 to 9 p.m., students will have the opportunity to meet award-winning author Michael W. Twitty. The African-American, Jewish, and gay culinary historian wrote The Cooking Gene, a journey through African-American culinary history in the Old South. This event is free and open to the public and LBC approved. For more information, you can contact Martin B. Schichtman at mschichtma1@emich.edu. Thursday marks the start of EMU's annual Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. This year's theme is Rise Up Against Injustice. Join EMU students, faculty, and staff for the annual Dr. MLK Commemorative March to honor the historic march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. The march will begin at 3:30 p.m. and will start at Welch Hall and end at the Student Center at 4 p.m. The Martin Luther King Jr. celebration runs from January 16th through January 22nd. For more information about the Martin Luther King celebration, you can go to emich.edu/MLK. If you're into acting and poetry, then you don't want to miss the Poetry Society's Color of Drums event on Friday in Pease Auditorium. Doors open at 6:30 and the event is free and open to the public, and it is LBC approved. But please be aware that the show contains strong content concerning race, religion, and other sensitive topics. On January 18th, EMU is hosting its second annual Gospel Fest at Pease Auditorium from 4 to 6 p.m. This event allows people to celebrate gospel music and ministry as well as pay homage to Dr. King's spiritual legacy. This event is LBC approved and open to the public. Doors open at 3:30 p.m. There will be a screening of Harriet in the Student Center on Sunday, January 19th at 1:30 p.m., followed by a discussion that will run until 4:30 p.m. This event is free and open to the public and is LBC approved. Now that you know what's going on at EMU and the Ypsi community, here's what's going on with EMU sports news. If you're interested in playing baseball, the EMU club baseball team is having tryouts January 14th and January 15th from 9 to 10 p.m. at the Bowen Fieldhouse. Members play 20 to 30 games against other teams that belong to the National Club Baseball Association. For more information about these tryouts, you can contact Logan Ketch at ltkach@emich.edu, or you can follow the team's Twitter page at EMU Club Baseball. On January 13th, the men's basketball team faces Ball State at the Convocation Center at 7 p.m. To purchase tickets, visit emutix.com. On the 18th, catch the men's basketball team in action again, but this time going against Ohio. This game is from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Convocation Center. On January 20th, support the Eagles in gymnastics as they face off against Central Michigan University. This meet is from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Convocation Center. If you have any questions, comments, or story ideas for us, please reach out to the podcast at easternecho.com. We also have part 3 of our Michigan Murder series coming out this Thursday, so be sure to listen to the first 2 parts if you haven't already. I'll be back next Monday with your updated news briefing. Until then, this is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Riley Barnsdale. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.